It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Now, the cold and flu season is really early this year. The signs are everywhere, wherever you go. People sniffling, blowing their nose, sneezing and coughing all over you, of course. And, you know, this always happens as soon as the weather gets more damp and colder. And daylight saving time ends, we all spend more time indoors, including our children, of course. When they're at school, they're more likely to share their germs and bring them home. Now, we don't go out to play or exercise as much as well, and that will impact our ability to get a good night's sleep. And of course, all this further impacts our immunity. Our immune system will be challenged when we don't sleep enough, when we don't play and exercise outside. Now, I also find that right after Halloween, after a big night of trick-or-treating and overindulgence of sugar, the stress and the sweets open up our body to an overgrowth of viruses, and bam! You end up feeling tired, achy, with a sore throat, and soon the fever and chills start, and now you're stuck in bed with a viral infection. Each year, nearly 111 million workdays are lost due to the flu, and 60 million school days are lost due to the cold and flu together. Now, I know you don't want to be one of those statistics, so today's Nature Secrets, I want to talk all about how to bump up your immunity and about the best natural healing strategies and formulas for the common cold and flu. Now, did you know that immunity is in your gut? If you eat healthy foods and you support your microbiome optimally, your immune system will become robust and with a strong mechanism. Now, how do we boost our immunity and microbiome? It all happens with nutrition, of course. Now, whole foods, nutrient-dense diet with reducing your processed and white foods and sugars is mostly the best forms of defense. Now, eat a lot of fresh veggies, fermented foods such as sauerkraut, miso, and of course, my favorite is kimchi and coconut kefir. You can also get healthy oils and fats, which are super important for energy production, such as olive oil, coconut, and of course, almonds are excellent as well. And don't forget your healthy proteins to boost your immune factors, like organic chicken, eggs, and beef. Now, you can also spice up your foods with natural herbs. Now, these natural herbs have high antioxidant power, such as cinnamon, ginger, turmeric, and oregano. Garlic provides a great microbial benefit against bacteria, fungi, and of course these viruses. And I know it will help you reduce the severity and length of your infections and flu. So you can put a healthy level of garlic in your foods, and you can even find them in actual capsule form as an extract or even drops. Don't forget to get your adequate exercise and sleep. Super important to maintain your healthier immune system. And we all got to practice good hygiene, don't we? Washing your hands with open water before every meal, and of course after using the bathroom, and even after shaking people's hands. And don't forget to teach yourself and your child to cough into the crook of your arm versus your hands. Now, clean all surfaces around you and teach your kids not to share toothbrushes, glasses, plates, and etc. I want to tell you, I was just at a conference in San Diego. And you know how you can check out through your TV? I actually used a plastic bag I got from the grocery store to hold on to the remote control, because did you know studies show that the remote control has the highest level of microbes in a hotel room? Absolutely gross. Now, I want to go right now through my favorite natural immunity boosters. Olive leaf is my number one go-to natural formula. I've been taking it for over 20 years, on and off, depending on the season. You know, if there's a lot of bugs going around, a lot of kids are coming into the office sick. And research has found that olive leaf extract may be an actual antiviral compound, as well as an immune booster. So it has double the amount of antioxidants of green tea as well. And so if you use olive leaf, it is a broad spectrum antimicrobial, antibacterial, viral, and antifungal. And by doing that, one thing is that olive leaf, it doesn't kill the good the good bacteria such as probiotics. So it's very selective and targeted for the bad microbiome, microorganisms. Second, I love Andrographis. Many people don't know Andrographis, and they've never even heard about Andrographis. But it's a popular Asian medical herb, and it's widely studied. It can use boosting one's immunity to help fight viral infections, and it shown to improve the symptoms of the common cold if you start it within 72 hours of feeling sick. Again, Andrographis is an excellent source to boost your immunity and fight the common cold and virus. Vitamin C, that's a must-have for this time of the year. It increases the production of white blood cells needed to fight off cold viruses and, of course, strengthens your immunity. But I also use vitamin C to wash my vegetables in the water because vitamin C can kill viruses, bacteria, as well as fungi. And when you have cleaner food, you'll have less likelihood of getting ill. Buy organic oranges and strawberries, kiwis, as well as any forms of vegetables that have vitamin C in it, such as broccoli, cauliflower, and red bell peppers. That's a whole lot of vitamin C in there. I recommend that you use vitamin C supplements. Because did you know it takes 11 cups of fruits and vegetables to get 1,000 milligram of vitamin C? That's really a lot of food. If I wanted 3,000 milligrams, I would have to have 33 cups of vegetables and fruits and vegetables. So for me, I like to take supplements. And that's of course, without having, not eating too much that causes that loose bowel or irritability. Next on the list is vitamin D. Research has found that people with low vitamin D levels are as much as 36% more likely to have upper respiratory infections than those with higher vitamin D levels. A simple blood test can determine if you are deficient, and I recommend to my patients, if you are deficient, anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 IUs, depending on where you live. So if you live in the northern states, then I always have you take more. And if you don't go outdoors, definitely you're the individual that needs to take more vitamin D as well. I love quercetin, which is a bioflavonoid that acts as an antihistamine and an antioxidant. It's super awesome for inflammation of the nasal passages, throat, as well as in your lungs. It's found naturally in dark purple and red fruits, such as cherries, berries, blueberries, red grapes, and green leafy veggies. So you could take the quercetin, and I take it regularly if there's any inflammatory reactions, including just even allergies. But it's great for individuals who've got nasal congestion and itchy, runny nose. You can use NAC. This is my go-to natural mucinex. This amino acid breaks down mucus naturally, and it's great for any bronchial and respiratory disorders. Don't forget the zinc. Zinc is going to boost your immunity, and you can use the zinc lollipops made with xylitol for your children so you can avoid the food coloring and sugar. Another great herb is oregano, but I use it as an oregano oil. High levels of using it. You can do the oil or the ones that I take in are emulsified version in tablets. My favorite antibacterial and antiviral remedy. Elderberry works really well, and it's a great antiviral as well, and enhances your immunity and reduces mucous membrane swelling. Silver Sol Power, it's colloidal silver, but it's the highest technology, and it will kill viruses on contact in 30 seconds. Now, there's a lot of great formulas out there, all the ones that I've shared with you. These are my go-to support strategies to have a cold-free, flu-free season. So until next time, go out there and have a blast. Live your best life full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate wellness. Until then, this is Dr. Suzanne on Wellness for Life, Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.